This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. We all know how terrible plastic bags are for the environment. They choke wildlife, they don't break down in landfills or in the ocean, and they aren't easy to recycle, which is the biggest reason why 90% of plastic bags in the U.S. are not recycled. Yet an estimated 500 billion to 1 trillion plastic bags are used worldwide each year, 380 billion of those in the U.S. Cities are trying to do something about that. Mexico City has banned plastic bags. So is Brownsville, Texas, Austin, Santa Fe. They're working through their ban right now. Since 2007, shopping bags have been banned in nearly 100 municipalities in California, including Los Angeles. At the start of this year, became the largest city in the country to enforce such a ban. So is San Antonio ready to join that growing list? Here's what the HEB spokesperson Dia Campos had to say about that.
You know, this is a ordinance that is extremely difficult on our customers and the front end of our operations and our stores. And so this is something that we want to look at really closely. We're really experienced in doing this. We believe that decreasing the use of plastic bags is essential. But how do we do that with great ease and really deep concern about the consumer?
What do you think about a plastic ban in San Antonio? Give us a call. Our number is 614-8980, 614-8980. You could also email us at thesource@tpr.org. And looking into the matter, District 7 Councilman Chris Medina joins us. He's led a community roundtable discussion on a San Antonio bag ban recently. Welcome to The Source, Chris.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me on.
So tell us where we are in the process as San Antonio explores how we can deal with plastic bags.
Yes. Well, a couple of weeks ago, my office hosted a retailers roundtable discussion about what type of policy we want San Antonio to see with regards to a transition from plastic bags. And we had folks from HEB, Walmart, and Restaurant Association folks. And I think the consensus was is that how do we view or how much do we take into regard the beauty of our city? And I think when you look at it through that lens and realize how much plastic bags really kind of cheapen the quality of life in our city because of the whether they're strewn about in our parks or they're clogging up our waterways or the cost that it costs the taxpayers by having to clean up these bags, I think we all agreed that we should look at something that's going to transition these plastic bags out of our waste stream and look at ways for us to introduce more reusable bag options.
So the city of San Antonio, the city council, has not solidified or crystallized an agenda on this. It's something is going to be done. We just don't know what that's going to be yet.
That's pretty much it at this point. The next step would be for us is to take a policy recommendation from city staff to the governance committee, and that's the committee that Mayor Castro sits on, and they would have a policy recommendation brought forth to them after getting input and feedback from our retailers' roundtable discussion, and then also taking a look at best practices from across the country, and then presenting it to the governance committee sometime in March.
And a lot of cities have already gone through this. San Antonio does not have to reinvent the wheel. Have we an idea which city would be best to model from?
You know, we haven't identified one specific city, but you're right. We haven't, this isn't something that's entirely new. Other cities from across the country have already introduced this in their communities. For example, Austin did this a couple of years ago, and they've reached pretty much a 100% compliance rate in their community already. But we really don't have one specific city. I think we're going to kind of do something that's going to take parts of different policies and ordinances from across the country, and that's going to, I think, best fit San Antonio. That's kind of, again, some of the consensus that we took away from the discussion that we had at City Hall regarding this proposed policy.
I think what a lot of people don't want to see is City Council Bigfoot this, just say this is what we're going to do, and you people are just going to have to learn to live with it.
No, that's an excellent point, and that's exactly what I didn't want to do either. I think oftentimes, elected officials get maybe accused of not having enough dialogue or enough discussion about something, and I wanted to make sure that we brought in stakeholders that were knowledgeable about this, and we brought them together and really kind of looked at again policies that were that made sense from an environmental standpoint, from a business owner standpoint, and bring something to the table that could work for our city. You know, I think that's been the intent from day one on this, and that's what we're working towards.
Our phone lines are open. We're getting calls. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. You could also email us at thesource@tpr.org and go to the show page at tpr.org and type in there where the discussion is always on. Sean has called in. Sean is on the air. Sean, welcome to The Source. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm a professor at UTSA, what I've noticed over time, I know it's easy to have the plastic bags, and, you know, they always try to push those on you when you go through, say, HEB or any type of grocery store. However, you know, I live in the Alamo Heights, Turo Hills area of San Antonio, and whenever we hit the 50-year flood that happens every 5 years, we see this humongous deposit of these bags everywhere. They're in the trees. They're, you know, the flood will actually consume a bridge that's, you know, 20 feet tall, where we have to close down the highway. And then when it recedes, then we are left with all these bags. And I just think it's quite a detriment to our environment.
Yeah, so you see the plastic bags, they get swept into the top of the trees because of the water level. The water goes away, and we're left with all these plastic bags. Sean, thanks for your phone call. But the other thing I worry about that is how the plastic bags clog up our drainage system and if that causes some area flooding as well. City Councilman Chris Medina.
Yeah, you know, Sean, thank you so much for the phone call. And that he brings up a great point about you know, seeing these bags after a significant rain event. I don't know how many times I've been out at Woodlawn Lake or at some of our other linear creekways, and we see bags just strewn everywhere. And, you know, it costs money for us to send out city crews to go and clean them, and it also takes time. This past weekend, we had our annual Basuda Bash across the city, and that was the number one, plastic bags were the number one single item that we were pulling out from just everywhere. I mean, they've proliferated throughout the community, and I think having a transition that starts removing them from the waste stream again, I think, is something that we should pursue.
All right, we're going to continue this conversation. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking about plastic bags. The San Antonio City Council passed a ban on them, as other cities like Austin and has done. Santa Fe, they're in the middle of their ban, trying to put it in place. It's been controversial in a lot of places. We got to get buy-in from the retailers and also from the consumers, and people use these bags all the time for other reasons. Give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. This is a community conversation we've got to have. This is going to work. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about a possible ban for plastic single-use bags here in San Antonio. With me on the line, a city councilman from District 7, Chris Medina. Our phone lines are lit up. We're going to get to these calls in just a second. If you want to email us, then you can do it at thesource@tpr.org, and our number is 614-8980. Chris, one of our emails says the waste management can recycle these bags starting August 1st, so then why do we need a ban at that point?
And that's correct. Solid waste management, we will in August or this summer be able to recycle the bags. But I'll say this, we already had a voluntary pilot recycling program in place, and really the result of that was pretty dismal. We didn't have the amount of participation that we thought we would. The city spent about $400,000 in marketing. It's in the bag program. We had participation from HEB and Walmart and all the retailers, and we just didn't get the results that we needed. So we tried a voluntary program already. I'll note that the city of Phoenix recently conducted their own program to also recycle bags, and they only saw a 12% increase in the amount of reusable or the amount of recycled bags that they saw in their waste stream. So that's going to be a part of the solution, but I still don't think it's going to be enough to really move the needle in terms of what we want to see out in the community, or at least seeing a significant drop in the amount of single-use plastic bags that we do see. So I appreciate the email, but I'm not convinced that that's going to be the sole solution.
All right, let's get some of these callers on the air. Misty has called in. Misty, welcome to The Source. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you so much for bringing this to everybody's attention, because it's so necessary. When you drive down the highways and the roads of San Antonio and you see white blowing objects in the tree and you think it's birds, and then you look closer and it's trash. We look like a third world country, and we're so much better than that.
So how would you change your behavior? If there are no more plastic bags, what are you going to do, Misty?
I don't take plastic bags. Even when I'm at the store, I'll bring my own bags, or put in my purse, or I'll even carry it out if it's something that I can stack. And the thing that makes me sad is when a young person that's at the register looks at me like, "What are you doing? Why don't you want to take a bag?" It's like, I'm doing this for you, not me. I'm going to be gone when the effects of what we're doing to this earth really takes toll.
Okay, Misty, thank you for your comments. Thanks for calling in. So, Chris, Misty says she doesn't take plastic bags. Now, a lot of people I see when I go to the grocery store, they're bringing in those reusable bags. Is that what we think more people will be doing if we get a plastic bag in?
Yes, you know, I certainly, and thank you, Misty, for the phone call. And I admit I've gotten some of those looks, too, from some of the cashiers wondering why I don't want to take a plastic bag. I think the culture is already starting to develop where folks realize, you know what, I've got 50 of these bags in a drawer at home. Why do I need another one? There's reusable bags that are available. They sell them for a really low cost. And it makes sense. You know, it's something that I think we're starting to see more and more of. And I think that if we have a move forward with a transition period for these bags or these single-use plastic bags, I think it's going to be something that is not going to be all that difficult for folks to adapt to.
Okay, another caller, Ted, has called in. Ted, thanks for calling in. You're on the air. Welcome to The Source.
Yeah, how you doing?
Doing good. Go ahead.
Hey, here's my quick question. This is something that I've just read. It's been my concern that this is one of those sort of things that looks just so obvious and so good, and everybody should feel good about it. But the rise in foodborne illnesses with the use of reusable bags, especially botulism and even E. coli, it certainly sounds like just the best thing in the whole world to do away with bags. But I wonder about the food safety, especially people. Yeah, you obviously need to sanitize your bag afterwards, but we're going to see a big spike in people getting sick. Thanks.
All right, Ted, thanks for those points. So, Chris, is that something that the city will be looking at, whether or not this is a trend? Other cities that have put in bans, if they've seen a spike in foodborne illnesses?
Yeah, no, great question. Thank you so much for the call. I'll say this. We're really focused more on the single-use plastic bag that you see out at the point of sale and really not at the plastic wrap that you would have around a carton of meat or something that would keep something from spilling over. That's not the type of plastic that we're really targeting. So from a health and wellness perspective, or at least and from a making sure that we don't add to any foodborne diseases, that's really not the type of plastic we're going to be targeting. So more than likely, and I'll say this confidently, that that plastic will continue to remain. So
I know that some cities, you know, they have exceptions on these plastic bag bans. They allow restaurants to use them for to-go containers or doggy bags, and grocery stores for meat and fresh vegetables and things like that to prevent that type of cross-contamination.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we won't see, I think, the plastic bag extinct. They still have a use, especially when you have to transport and carry foods like you mentioned, David. But for the most part, we're focusing in on the high number of the single-use plastic bags that we see.
So instead of coming home when you're doing your weekly shopping with 50 bags, you'll maybe come home with 5.
Or hopefully even less than that. But, yeah, for the most part, yeah. But we're going to be able to see a significant decrease in bags.
We're talking about the proposed plastic bag ban. We don't even know what the ban looks like just yet. We're still in the phase where we're trying to get stakeholders to communicate what their ideas are. We invite you to call in. Our number is 614-8980. Our guest this half hour is Chris Medina, the city councilman from District 7. Let's get some of these callers on the air. Armando has called in. Armando, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to mention that I live across from a park, a county park, and I live right by the Santuena River. And, you know, we invested a lot of money into that river, and it would be just so awesome if we could get rid of the plastic bags, because I cannot tell you how many times I'm picking them up from waterways, from floodplain areas, and all these bags, they go straight into our $300+ million river improvement project. You know, to keep try to give something to San Antonio that's still in a natural state as we keep recreating this new unnatural environment for ourselves with development, et cetera, we really need to be very jealous to protect. And unfortunately, not many people are very cognizant of how important it is not to leave your, like, your plastic bags in the back of your truck when you're driving. I can't tell you how many times I see those plastic bags falling from people's rim of, you know, the bed of their truck, et cetera. And I think that just like our recycle can and trash, if you make it a rule, it happens. People will adapt. We gotta try. If we don't, we're not going to progress in the city.
All right, Armando, thanks for those comments. It used to be, I mean, many, many years ago when I was a kid, that you didn't think anything about throwing your garbage out the window. And then we educated people, and people got smarter about littering, and now they don't do it anymore. So do you think, Chris, that that's where we're headed here?
You know, I certainly hope so, and I want to thank Armando for the call. I mean, he brings up some precise points about all the investments that we've made in infrastructure and the mission reach. And you know, I think that when we see those bags, it kind of dilutes from the beauty of that. But, you know, you're right. We had some really strong, you know, Don't Mess with Texas campaigns that really got folks to take more pride and seeing less litter in their community, and even making it to where we could become a litter-free community at some point, and we work towards that. But I think that's really the initiative that we're in, the spirit of this is to take more pride in our community, and I think that a lot of folks do a good job out there. We're hopeful that we can continue to make more progress.
Okay, let's get Fran on the air. Fran has called in. Welcome to The Source, Fran. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you. First, let me say I'm an avid recycler, and I begged the city to include our area in the green recycling program, which they did. Then they reversed themselves but allowed some of us to continue to pay to keep green cycling. As to the practicality of the bag ban, I don't think it is practical. I think the councilman is way ahead of the culture in San Antonio. But there are several reasons I think that. Number one, well, it's not necessarily in any particular order, but I don't believe Ted's question was answered. He seemed to be referring to the foodborne illness related to the use of cloth bags that are reused and the fact that people don't maintain them. I do see people reusing sandwich, single-use bags to carry their lunches and for other food-related uses.
Okay. Fran, thank you for those comments. We appreciate that. Another person very concerned about food-related issues, Chris Medina.
Yes, Fran, thank you so much for the call. Again, I think that would be something that, you know, reusable bags are washable. So that's something that I think that we could really hopefully minimize in terms of ensuring that we don't have, there's no fears about foodborne illness. Certainly that's something that I wanted to make sure that we looked at closer and also glad to talk to the health department about that. But for the most part, we really haven't seen data that really supports that there's going to be any indication that there would be an increase in foodborne illnesses if we solely went with reusable bags. Again, plastic bags do have serve some uses, and we're not going to see a complete do away with these bags.
Not a prohibition on plastic bags. So what is the time frame? How is this going to roll out as you see it?
Well, next month the policy recommendation will come from city staff to the governance committee sometime in March. I don't have the exact date in front of me, but then from there, the governance committee could then work to send it to the full council or send it to a B session for further discussion. And in that recommendation, it'll be likely that they'll spell out some of the recommendations in terms of transition period, the exact specifics. We're looking at maybe introducing some type of incentive for folks that bring in single-use bags, that they get some, maybe possibly a rebate. There's stores in town that already do that, like Target. So there's certain things that we're looking at to really make this a policy that makes sense for San Antonio. So within the next 30 days, we should have something to present to really the general public.
So the shaping of it is it just the time, like when this is going to start, but are we still looking at what the exceptions will be, or if we're going to have that incentive? People say don't legislate or motivate.
Exactly. And right now we're at that point. In fact, we're probably going to see some type of preliminary recommendation maybe within the next week and a half or so, but it'll be presented to the full governance committee in March. So I'll make sure that we're able to share that with your listening folks out there.
All right, Chris Medina, the councilman from District 7, giving us an update on what the San Antonio City Council was looking at for a plastic bag ban, a single-use plastic bag ban. Not a prohibition, but somehow trying to scale back the number of plastic bags that we see in San Antonio and how many you're going to get from the grocery store. Thank you, Chris, for joining us.
Anytime. Thank you so much.
And when we come back from the NPR news break, we're going to be talking about vacant lots, abandoned buildings, urban blight in the city of San Antonio. What can be done to reinvigorate some of these areas that have all this vacant land? This is The Source on KSTX. We're going to be right back.